Waking Up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop with Aaron Davis.
Well, we're going to talk about The Bachelor, and I don't really want to because I'm going to a party tonight, and it's all just such a mess.
You can leave the room when we get to The Bachelor if you don't want to. Have you not watched last night's episode yet? Oh, you've got homework to do later today before your party.
No,
then.
we're gonna do the double header.
Oh, wow. Danger.
Oh, jeez, that's way too much.
Longer than The Irishman.
It's heaven.
Okay. So you can leave.
You can leave when we get to The Bachelor.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, did Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez go on a double date with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle or not? Alex was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy asked him that burning question, and this is what A-Rod said.
I signed an NDA.
Oh, my God. So that means you did. That's all.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah, all right. Ooh. I'll take that as a you did. Okay.
That's all they'd say. Okay, signed an NDA.
I've got to be honest. I'm a little bit... I thought there was a big buildup there. Jimmy Fallon had a big buildup for us all, and that's what we got.
But here's the thing. Like, I suppose that could be a joke, but that wouldn't shock me in the least if they actually did have to sign an NDA.
100%.
Yeah, but really, what's going on their double date that really it's NDA worthy?
Well.
Like, no. Like, there's nothing.
Think about that.
No, there's nothing.
A lot of hotness there.
There's nothing going on in there. Like, there's nothing going on that date that's NDA worthy.
Maybe that's just royal protocol, though, at that point.
You want to be my friend, sign an NDA?
Maybe post-Megxit, at the end of the month, they won't have to sign NDAs when they go out and socialize with other people, because it'll no longer be part of royal protocol.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because generally speaking, royals don't double date with people like J-Lo and A-Rod. Like, who do Charles and Camilla double date with? Anybody that we would ever be asked whether or not they did? Well, so maybe it's standard procedure for them to all sign NDAs.
But maybe Charles and Camilla would love to, but just nobody wants to.
That could be the sad reality. Okay.
You got to go.
I'm serious. I can't.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Spoiler. So we're talking about The Bachelor now. So spoiler.
Aaron's
last
leaving the
night.
Room.
Okay.
Bye, Aaron.
We'll send you up a flare when it's safe to come back in. So last night, part one of the two-part Bachelor season finale. Spoiler, these people are cray. Imagine your mother having a conversation like this with somebody that you're dating.
There are other girls that he has very strong feelings for, whether he wants to get physical with them or emotional. That's up to him.
That's Bachelor Peter's mother telling Madison, one of the other women on the show, that it's okay for him to sleep with other women if he wants
to. That's part of his journey. It's part of his journey, Madison. Why won't you let him have his sexual journey? Jeez.
Oh, God.
Mom, shut up.
So Madison quit a couple episodes ago because she was upset that he hooked up with other women in the fantasy suites. Then she came back, but then after this traumatic conversation with Peter's mother, she left again.
Yeah.
So really, it's only Hannah Ann, I think, left, but there's two more hours of television to fill tonight, so I think Madison's going to come back and quit and come back and quit at least three more times before the end of tonight's episode.
Can we play the mom again?
Sure, yeah.
There are other girls that he has very strong feelings for, whether he wants to get physical with them or emotional. That's up to him.
What if tonight it's just 2 hours of Peter's mother talking about Peter's sexual journey? Strangely, I might be too.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 6:20, 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20.